Good morning. Welcome to St. Benedict Parish. We ask that you please silence your devices as we prepare for the Mass.
Please join in singing our opening song, number 573. Come, Christians, join to sing, number 573.
To Christ our King. Alleluia, amen. Let all with one In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Every time. I'd like to invite up any children that want to participate in Children's Liturgy of the Word to please come forward. There we go. Heavenly Father, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit down upon these young ones of ours that as they open your word, that they may hear you calling to them to be with you. Go in peace, my friends, to reflect on the word of the Lord.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall be quickly healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord.
Shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. The just man is a light in darkness to the upright. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be an everlasting remembrance. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. The just man is a light in darkness to the upright. His heart is steadfast, he shall not fear. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His justice shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. The just man is a light in darkness to the upright.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. As we continue on with this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives this teaching as a fundamental parable or analogy for them in order to understand what it means to receive him and like how that manifests itself in their life. When we take on the Lord's presence or when we allow him into our life, we are taking on all of those beatitudes, or the characteristics that lead to beatitude, his very self, his very identity. The heart kind of erupts in this experience of being loved. The thing is that this whole reading is really just about that, this experience of receiving his love. The thing is, when we think about the image of being a light to the world, we think about it, maybe in a certain sense, as like carrying a flashlight around, pointing things out, helping people. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a radiance, and a radiance that comes from inside, a radiance that comes from inside out. He has a desire for all of us to become radiant. And what's the thing that makes us radiant? The thing that makes us radiant is being in love. Being in love, to not be in love, to not have this love in your life speaking to you, embracing you, loving you, it means that everything goes dim. Everything goes dim. We see it in the most clear context in our own lives or in our friends' lives when it's like the first time somebody falls in love. Everything in them becomes radiant. Everything becomes radiant. It's from inside that it comes out. And this is what it means to be able to give food to the hungry, to shelter the homeless, to clothe the naked. Because it's a radiant person who has this love coming out of them that actually gives warmth and taste to somebody else's life. We're in love. we become tasteful, savory, as it were. When we have love in our life, everything is tasteful and savory. How many people in our lives, whether at work or even at home, really have no hope of experiencing taste in life, joy in life? They don't have any light. Well, the thing is that the Savior wants to dwell in you and speak to you. The first job of a Christian is just to receive love. It's really our sin that pushes back against that. You know, sin never argues against the fact that God is a creator. Sin only argues against the fact that God is a father, that you are taken care of, that you're wanted, that you're loved, and you're seen. This is what we need to be able to seek out day in and day out, this experience of hearing the words, you, I love you, I made you, I want you, I am with you, I am with you. That experience of surrendering our life to that Father, that Heavenly Father, is what creates this radiance in us. Creates this radiance. So how do we do that? Well, that's why we go to Mass week in and week out, sometimes daily, because it's a concrete place where the Father speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks, the Son speaks, you. I love you. In your week, I'm with you. We can't remind ourselves that we're loved. It's not enough to try to drum up a reminder for myself that I'm loved. I actually need to be in front of it. I need to hear it and experience it. And Jesus made us a promise. He made us a promise that when you come here, I will speak loudly to you. At the end of the day, all we're trying to do together as a communion, as a belonging together, is to remind each other that He is present with each of us, that He wants you and He loves you. So my friends, today when you're receiving communion or a blessing, I just want you to ask Jesus to speak loudly of His love for you, to remind you today that everything of who you are, everything of what you are, is wanted and loved and affirmed. Brothers and sisters, let us stand and offer and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us now turn our prayers and petitions before the Heavenly Father who loves us.
For the Church, that her numbers may win many souls for Christ by proclaiming the saving truths of the Gospel, Let us pray to the Lord that all government leaders and legislators be guided by wisdom and prudence, and for an end to all violent conflict. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are sick, especially as we observe World Day of the Sick later this week, that the Lord will comfort them and ease their sufferings of mind and body. Let us pray to the Lord. That the light of Christ may become more evident in the world through an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have strayed from the faith and live under the burden of sin, that they turn to the Lord Jesus and experience his transforming love. Let us pray to the Lord. For our St. Benedict community, especially Maria Teresa Medina and her family, our parish family, and everyone included in our parish prayer tree, let us pray to the Lord. For the grace this week to respond generously to the needs of others, especially the sick and suffering in our community, let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, you with the Son and the Holy Spirit are a communion of love. Welcome us always into this communion, and if it be your holy will, answer these prayers which we have put before you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please join us in singing number 473, the Prayer of St. Francis, number 473.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. The Lord has set the sacrifice at your hands, praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. O Lord, our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore, he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord,
and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Benedict, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And by name, let us offer each other the sign of peace.
From every word.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Number 345, the gift of finest wheat, number 345.
Each other in your name, in truth.
Number 327, bread of the one bread, one body. Number 327.
Let us pray. O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread of the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that, made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord. Amen. A couple of announcements.
Join us this afternoon for the Super Bowl watch party at St. John Egan Hall. Come cheer for the Seahawks, enjoy snacks, and share the fun with fellow parishioners. There will be a family adoration on Thursday, February 12th, from 2:15 to 3:15 in the afternoon here in the church. Everyone is invited. The Parish Family Grief Support Group meetings will begin next Sunday, February 15th, right after the 11 a.m. Mass here at St. Benedict. We We invite anyone grieving the loss of a loved one to take part in this 8-week series offering prayerful support and reflection on the journey toward healing. Next Sunday, February 15th, is our youth mass at 11 a.m. here at St. Benedict. Students from across our parish family are encouraged to participate as altar servers, lectors, ushers, or choir members. Our parish family Lent schedule is now available. Please take a moment to look over the schedule in the bulletin and mark your calendars. Ash Wednesday Mass with distribution of ashes is next Wednesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at St. Alphonsus. Penance service on Ash Wednesday, February 18th, starts at 6 p.m. before Mass and continues during and after Mass until 9 p.m. Stations of the Cross will be every Friday during Lent at 6 p.m. The first two Fridays beginning the 20th will be at St. Alphonsus, followed by community dinners. Please consider signing up to help by preparing a pot of soup, bringing bread, or assisting with setup and cleanup. And finally, a Lenten retreat is going to be held February the 28th, a Saturday, at 1 p.m. at St. Al's Family Center. For more details about these and other parish family events, please see the bulletin.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing our closing song, number 467, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, number 467.